Planes and parachutes might be the best bet for getting supplies to cut off areas in the event of a subduction zone earthquake. National Guard pilots and paratroopers practiced supply drops and parachute jumps Thursday. It was part of a multi-day disaster exercise called Cascadia Rising. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins was there.
For this drill, they used helicopters, not planes, big twin-rotor Chinook helicopters. They flew to the Shelton Airport, a key location for helping the Washington coast following a tsunami. As the helicopters flew over, boxes of supplies attached to parachutes tumbled out the back and slowly drifted to the ground. Seven paratroopers jumped from another Chinook. Daniel Raymond is a captain in the Washington National Guard. He says after a major quake, roads and runways could be unusable.
In the Cascadia subduction zone actual rupture, we're planning that we won't be able to get here by ground.
And your helicopters are going to be out on the coast saving people, so parachute in.
Absolutely.
Cascadia Rising is described as the largest earthquake exercise in state history. I'm Austin Jenkins reporting.